I'm Katie Neal from Odyssey Country, and we are backstage at Stars and Strings with Old Dominion. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Good. Hello.
It's so good to see you. I'm really excited to talk to you as a fan of Old Dominion because you guys have been teasing some new music. And yes. I want to know, like, what is the story behind the sound that you're teasing for I Should Have Married You and Memory Lane? What's happening right now?
We're just kind of tired of sitting on our music, and we would like to, like, start getting it out there a little bit. So, you know, we don't know when we're going to release it yet, but we just wanted to start kind of floating stuff out there and see if we're on the right track.
I think you're on the right track. I'm very excited. I hope that it's coming sooner rather than later.
Yes.
We're so excited to have you guys here with us at Stars and Strings. You guys obviously just wrapped up a massive tour once again with Kenny, which you've been so lucky to do so many years. What were some of your favorite memories from doing the tour this year?
I mean, it was great. The whole summer was great. And every show, it felt like coming home in the first place because we've been doing it for so long. And just the crowds were great. We felt very, very well received. The cheeseburgers were great after the show.
Their guitar tech made out with my mom in front
of me. That was a high.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Wait, are you serious? Is your mom dating Kenny's guitar tech now?
No. My mom is still happily married to my dad, but he just decided to grab my mom and...
Is everything okay?
Make us all uncomfortable.
Is everything okay in the Ramsey household, or should
Not
we be
anymore.
Concerned?
Not anymore.
That's like we're having broken Christmas this year.
Just
things
grabbed
are fine.
My mom and went for it.
Oh wow, that's
Man,
really
that's interesting. I didn't
Zeke. I To which my mom said that was more exciting than watching her son play a stadium of people. So.
Oh, I don't even honestly. There's probably a good follow-up question here, and I'm missing it because I can't even imagine like how you
mom
felt
has a type.
As watching your mom like, did that just happen? That's like one of those things like, you wish you could unsee.
He was giving me a hard time for not introducing him to my parents. Like we kind of like to walk by.
Well, she's married.
He was like, well, thanks for introducing. He's like, that's your mom and dad. I was like, yeah. He's like, thanks for introducing me. And so on the way back, I was like, Zeke. This is my mom. He just grabbed her.
How long was it?
It was long.
He
was,
dipped her?
It was long. It was,
is
what
there
did
video
you do
of
while
this?
It was happening?
I was laughing, and my dad was also laughing, and then it was like, it's still going.
You know, of all the then things that the I ground, asked her to tell me, I was not prepared for that to be one of them. Yeah. Oh my God, that's unbelievable. And then you guys are getting ready to go out on your own tour, which I heard that Kenny may have helped.
Nice segue.
I'm trying to. Nice. How do we get out of that? Yeah. But you're going out on the No Bad Vibes tour, which I heard that Kenny had a hand in helping you guys name.
He did. Absolutely. Yeah. We had these flags that we were selling that said No Bad Vibes, and he knew we were trying to come up with a tour name, and I think he called Brad first. And
yeah, he was like walking towards me in the hallway, and he was like, you guys got a name for your tour? And I was like, no. And he didn't say anything. I was like, do you have any ideas? He was like, yeah. Like, what is it? No Bad Vibes. And I was like, good idea.
Yeah. Once Kenny says like, this is what you should call it, you don't really have a choice or name after that. That's awesome. And then you guys obviously have the new song out with him, Beer With My Friends. Talk about how did this go? Is this a similar thing in the hallway where Kenny's like,
kinda.
I got a song, Brad.
Yeah. He was kind of like, hey, I'm going to send you guys a song. I think it'd be fun to do. He's like, I don't really know what I'm going to do with it yet. I just think it'd be fun to have you guys on it. So we were like, yeah, sure. And then next thing we know, it's a single. So,
that's awesome. Yeah. We're going to play a little game of would you rather have a beer with? All right. You ready? Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera?
Christina Aguilera.
Britney.
Oh,
yeah, Britney.
Wow.
Just gotta see
the
it.
Band is divided.
Just gotta see it for myself.
I have to know what's really happening. Lizzo or Harry Styles?
Harry.
Oh, Harry Styles.
Lizzo.
Again, once again, you guys are divided on this. Blake Shelton or Gwen?
Blake.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you gonna say Gwen?
I'll say Gwen.
I would say Gwen,
just
right?
Just be difficult.
You know that she's got some great stories, for sure. Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Ooh.
Beyonce.
Yeah, I'm going to go Beyonce.
That's a tough one for me.
You're the tiebreaker.
Beyonce?
Beyonce? I can't even say it.
BTS or Charlie Puth?
BTS.
You will get like 10,000 retweets if you hang out with BTS.
K-pop?
Oh.
Yeah.
There go the retweets.
He has obviously not watched the Netflix show yet. Mick Jagger or Slash?
Mick Jagger.
Ooh, I'm going to go Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
Okay.
Slash is my earliest influence. I'm going to go with Slash.
All right. Lady Gaga or Madonna?
Madonna.
Lady Gaga.
Madonna.
Man.
Madonna's been on fire lately on TikTok.
I'll go Madonna.
Madonna would be great. Guys, thank you so much for playing along and for being here at Odyssey Stars and Strings. It's so great to see you as always. We can't wait to hear more new music. And
absolutely.
Appreciate you guys being here to support Odyssey. And I'm listening in the Wounded Warrior Project. Old Dominion at Odyssey Stars and Strings.